Fuel your curiosities and inspire your lifeblood with the first ever Mazda CX-50. Available now at both Woodhouse Mazda locations. The remarkably intuitive standard all-wheel drive Mazda CX-50 is responsive, making the driver's connection to the road natural across a wide variety of driving scenarios. An interior where form and function meet, making the cabin luxurious and durable. See the first ever CX-50 online at WoodhouseMazda.com or in the showroom in Bellevue or at Woodhouse Place off 144th and Giles Road.
TNTRadioEmpire.com,
iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I mentioned I heard Craig do some baseball announcing this past week at the Tripway affiliate here of the Kansas City Royals at Joe Mall Storm Chasers.
Make this clear now. He's not the play-by-play guy.
He's all,
the guy in the booth.
But he's all over the microphone all the time. But he doesn't sound like this guy. Now, this guy's a play-by-play guy. And what I hate about this is they do these stories, these local nerds all over the country that are just annoying baseball broadcasters that try to go over the top just so that stuff like this happens. But we want to play it so we can hate the guy.
This is a guy.
And you will, too.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah, you will, too.
You join us.
Yeah.
This is the play-by-play guy for the single-A Fredericksburg Nationals, Joey Zanaboni. Apparently, he has a habit of making the most of
being a dick.
Making everything sound exciting. Now, this was a home run, and it goes a little something like this.
2-2 to VP. And he sends one high, deep here, right field. Could it be? Get out of time! Lock it, cock it, rock it, restock it. El Vice Presidente!
Well, that was weird. It was kind of a racist there.
Yeah. Are we done? Because I tuned out already.
Yeah. No.
Read a Dostoevsky novel in a scented candle kiosk. Let's get lit!
Okay, you know who's...
He's trying.
Was it a game winner?
Hard.
No.
The Nationals are not calling anytime soon, obviously. Now, that Fredericksburg,
they don't want to get lit.
Yeah, I know where that's at. And nobody's listening to that because you can hear Washington National games in Fredericksburg, Maryland. That's why they're a really close single-A club to that city. So nobody's listening to that. They're listening to Washington Nationals.
Let's get
that's on
lit.
AM station out of Fredericksburg. And I guarantee our boss used to work in Fredericksburg. He probably knows the station. You know?
No one on the planet is that excited about
no
a baseball.
He's looking to get a job somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go, no, dude. And he dropped the El Presidente line in there. That was really weird.
Yeah.
That was
and the thing about reading and a scented candle, it's all weird. Yeah.
Like read some Dostoevsky and with a scented candle. Holy cow.
See, the problem with that, if you're going to be over the top all the time and something truly over the top happens,
right?
You know, it dilutes that.
You got nowhere to go.
Yeah. No.
What if you're trying to get a catchphrase to stick? Maybe stick with one thing.
Right.
Instead of having like, oh, remember this guy? Wait, you didn't hear him say, let's get lit yet. That's like the fourth one.
It is the fourth one. Exactly.
That's just terrible.
He's just some nerd.
Yeah. So probably straight out of college.
Right.
Maybe still in college.
Well, Craig said he'd been there a while, which is even funnier.
I don't know how long he's been there, but they do like him there. At least the GM of his team likes him.
Yeah.
He's like excitable.
He sounds like a college radio guy to me.
Yeah. I mean, I might give him a pass if they'd have won the single A World Series at that point, but that was just a regular home run during a game.
But I also didn't like his. I like to get lit. If you're going to use that, say it. But that was the last thing. You know,
there's too many things.
El Presidente.
And also say it in a fashion where people might be able to understand you instead of at the top of your lungs.
The screaming is bad.
Yeah. Now, Craig gets excited when he announces Royals. I mean, should be when the Storm Chasers come to the plate. He's more excited. I noticed that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, then the other team.
Yeah.
You know,
he says for the homer.
It's the homer thing.
Yeah, you got that too.
Where the, you know,
he does should do
all the home team's coming up to bat. That's a big deal. The other team comes up, and you're like, this asshole.
Yeah. He didn't say this asshole. I wish he would have said that.
This guy.
It's implied.
And then this guy's up.
They get no music.
Yep.
I like doing the countdown bit, though. I think that'd go over well with the crowd.
Count the clock when it's happening, right?
Yeah, when it gets down to five or something like that.
Everybody
would enjoy that.
I know you would.
Swing batter, swing batter.
You would enjoy that for a half an inning.
Swing batter, swing batter.
Because I bet that thing gets down to five a lot more often than you think it does.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You'd constantly be doing that.
Yeah, they throw it down at the end there.
We could give a warning to them, be like, 10 seconds.
Did you see it? It's right in front of you. It's right in front of you. It's not a suggestion.
That's one of those things you might want to just record it and give the clip to the sound guy so he can just hit the button when it gets to five.
Then you just hear Craig's mic rattle over the speakers and he's gone. There's another voice right away.
Yeah, that announcer's just, dude, who'd want to hang out with that guy?
Nobody.
He's like a potluck. He's potato salad! Oh!
Although I do love the buffer commercials, man. They're so funny. When he's sitting there, it turns like he talks out all the way, all the time.
Is it Shaq sitting next to him? Who's not playing with it?
Right. It's funny, man.
I'm surprised it took that long for that guy to be in a commercial like that.
It's obvious, right? It was selling.
Well, it took that long for somebody to throw enough money at him.
Yeah. Well, the national commercial.
Yeah, but doesn't he make a ton off of the?
Oh yeah.
I mean, he's not hurting.
Yeah. I think he does well.
Yeah.
Well, his brother does well, too.
His brother's the MMA guy, right?
Scott Buffer.
Scott Buffer, yeah.
Guests for Ellen DeGeneres' final are being announced. Justin Timberlake and Oprah are on the list.
Gross.
Jennifer Aniston.
All right.
She was Ellen's first guest. Pink will be on there. She wrote the theme song.
I never knew that.
Apparently for Ellen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's some of the people that are going to be on the final show for Ellen.
They had, I'm not sure if it was a replay of something. It's on a lot in the afternoons. My wife has it on before the local news. So I'll see some stuff going through there. And they're revisiting old stuff. But one of the times they had this actor, a young actor, who said he had a crush on Jennifer Aniston. All of a sudden she goes, oh, really? And brings Jennifer Aniston out. So Jennifer Aniston's sitting on the back of his chair and has her hands over his shoulders onto his chest.
What?
And just rubbing his chest.
Did they give this guy a pillow or something?
Well, I would have went. It was obvious, you know, the guy, but it was so funny.
Like, now stand up and do this math problem with the board. It's good, I can't.
And he was younger, too. Yeah.
I do like how she scared people.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth or Puff?
Puth.
I don't know who the guy was. I just know Jennifer Aniston was rubbing his chest there. Yeah. And he went, what do you do, Todd? Jennifer Aniston's rubbing his chest.
Oh, he would go.
I'm trying not to look.
Nick didn't look that time. Yeah.
Oh, that kid's.
I didn't know if it was going to be that noise or the other one.
That dude's a singer.
It was a total MILF situation. That guy was a young dude. Yeah.
And he's 30 right now.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
He's just sending DMs to Jennifer Aniston on Instagram all the time. Hey, remember?
Stepmom porn, right?
Yeah. Want to hang out? Can't. Yeah. Still sending DMs to Jennifer Aniston.
Because she played along with a bit.
Shop Woodhouse Ford first and experience the difference. The all-new 2022 Bronco Sport is built wild for the thrill seeker, the sightseer, and the day tripper. A capable and dependable SUV that's ready to tackle the dirt, dust, and mud. Bronco Sport offers four models to match the way you explore the outdoors. Shop, finance, and buy your way. Online at WoodhouseFord.com or one of our three convenient Ford locations in Blair, Omaha, or Plattsmouth.
At Vrbo, we have vacation homes for you and whoever you call family. And by family, we don't just mean shared DNA like parents and cousins and grandma. We mean childhood friends sharing a home-cooked meal, or teammates sharing a joke. It's sharing a girls' weekend or guys sharing tough love. It's sharing time with the people who make you realize just how important family is and why you need a place to be one. Vrbo, a place for together. download the app to find yours.
A new poll shows that white evangelicals,
yeah. Oh, my favorite,
are twice as likely as other religious groups to support overturning Roe v. Wade.
Yeah, they're the first ones not to help out kids that, still, that are alive right now, right?
But even then, 20% of white evangelicals, just 20%, want to completely ban abortion. 10% of Catholics, 7% of black evangelicals
all right,
want abortion banned in all cases. So, you know, that, not a great number.
No, it doesn't really matter.
No, but it sounds like some of them are capable of some critical thinking.
Minority rules, man.
It is, yeah, we have gotten ourselves into a position where the minority is ruling.
Because of red states have too much power when they have no people. Redistricting. Views on abortion by age, 18 to 29. Legal in all or most cases, 74%. People that want it legal that age, 25%. 30 to 49, 62% legal to 37%. 50 to 64, 55% to 42, even 65 plus. This is all people, 54 to 44. So I told the 18 to 29-year-olds, which I always do on this show, even when I was that age, vote. It's your future. You know, Trump and Biden, whatever, all the white dudes, they're all going away, man. All the old...
Love that song.
Yeah, all the white dudes. All the white dudes. They're all going away, man. If you young people vote... It'll be a progressive country. It will be. Bill Maher had a great line. It should be. You should have to vote. You should have to vote.
Isn't it mandatory in Australia?
Well, I know it's 90. It's 80 to 90% in a lot of places because they just take it as something they should do. You know.
Yeah, it's taken for granted.
If everybody had to vote, the far right loses. We know that.
I know it's probably not a popular thing to say. I'd be fine with a cutoff age, too. At some point.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't have enough years left for us to worry about what you want. I mean, it sounds harsh to say,
it's
but...
It's true, though.
Well, it'd be tough now because that's the majority of people running the country.
Right, and they always talk
that's
about...
That's fine,
like,
too. Yeah. Cutoff age there, too.
Right,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Austria, Belgium, Luxembourg, forms of compulsory voting.
Yeah.
Greece, Mexico, Turkey, compulsory, but... not enforced.
Okay.
Compulsory. I think that's the word.
An Ohio dad is pleading no contest after his kid took his edibles to school.
You got to be careful with those around the house.
Yeah. Scott Macra had to plead no contest to several misdemeanors, including a count of endangering children. Court documents show that the 10-year-old daughter took several of his 50-milligram tablets.
Whoa.
Those are pretty harsh.
50.
Nightstand
or what?
Of the 50-milligram tablets of THC edibles and shared them with her classmates.
Oh, man.
She thought the edibles were leftover Easter candy.
I'm just picturing these kids like trying to hang on as they're floating away from the playground. Like, whoa!
Yeah, 50
milligrams.
A rookie.
For a 10-year-old rookie.
10-year-old rookie. Yeah.
They weigh like 60 pounds sometimes.
Some rookies.
You know?
That's really stone.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot for novice.
What kind of crime was that for him?
Several misdemeanors, including a count of endangering children. So, I mean, he's going to have that, you know, misdemeanor or not. It says endangering children there when you look.
Yeah.
You see that before you see misdemeanor.
A bunch of 10-year-olds just got a hold of my edibles.
Yeah. The music teacher's wondering why there's a bunch of extemporaneous recorder going on that day. Like, what the hell is happening?
There's a jazz combo in the corner with their recorders.
Any trips to the ER?
I don't know they could tell the difference. It sounds like that normally.
That's got to freak you out.
Oh, yeah.
I wish the kids had been high at the recorder concerts I saw once, man. Those are brutal.
All right, Brad writes us. he's got a couple of Deadpool names, and we asked about this yesterday. Chuck's a pickle smoocher and Chuck's prolapsed pickle pouch. I made the two Chuck Deadpool names to get back at my buddy Chuck, who is B. Hartman's communal pink sock.
And that's that guy's name?
Yeah, so they're feuding.
All right.
That's their Deadpool feud.
Chuck's communal pink sock.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, we're gonna have to start taking that into consideration more. We don't know these names. Right. It's two dudes battling it out that we just don't know.
Chuck's a pickle smoker. And what's the other one?
Chuck's Prolap pickle pouch.
Where's Gentry getting into this whole thing?
Gentry's two different guys.
He's a pickle smoocher.
Gentry and Nick.
Yeah,
Nick?
You said Gentry the pickle smoocher. Why are you saying Chuck?
Well, Chuck is too, apparently.
Okay.
And he's a pickle
Gentry
pouch.
Does not have a corner on the market of pickle smoocher.
I don't know why he would lie about that.
But we were talking about Gentry yesterday, not Chuck the pickle smoocher.
I think Chuck got a hit, too.
Did he really? Okay. There were two pickle smoochers yesterday?
Well,
was it Gentry and Chandler that go at each other?
No, Chuck.
Chandler and Nick.
Channing and Nick,
and then Gentry and somebody else.
I don't know, man. We need a whiteboard.
Well, it could have been Chuck's prolapsed pickle pouch that got the hit.
We need lots of whiteboards.
Yeah, it was, because it was Chuck the pickle smoocher.
That brought up the question. Yeah.
Communal pink socks. That's pretty clever.
Yeah. Sounds.
I love that was kind of
diseased ridden.
Kind of clever. The other guy went back, well, so you're a pickle smoocher. Now that's what he came up with.
I would just go with the guy's first name, though. He put his last name.
Yeah.
There. To impugn the whole family.
Right. Yeah.
You have brought shame upon the family name.
That means his sister's got a communal pink sock, too, for that matter, right? Let's hope.
I'd say, you know, some families will do like a rotating Christmas gift.
Right, right.
Theirs is a pink sock.
Well, impugning the family name like that in some Asian cultures will get you banned from the family.
Yeah,
I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the pickle smoochers.
Todd, you still doing the yoga much?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Once, twice a week.
You familiar with the scorpion pose?
I am not.
Do it. Show us how it's done.
I doubt I could do it.
Apparently, it's very difficult.
Well, if it's very difficult, then I can't do it.
Well, okay, you've probably watched Ridiculousness enough, even though it's been very little, where you know the scorpion.
Yeah, this is not attainable by normal people.
What is a scorpion?
Elbows and forearms on the ground.
Right.
Head and shoulders up in the air. Body curled back in like a C shape, so your feet are hanging above your head.
Yeah, that's tough.
No, I ain't doing that. Todd can't do that.
Oh, no.
No, this is not attainable.
If I got there, I'd be in traction the next day.
Yeah. Is there a picture of a guy doing that pose?
Yeah, is.
Really?
Look up, up Yash Moradia.
Because mostly
or look up Guinness World Record.
And those advanced poses,
scorpion.
I mostly
Why
see
is it a record? Longest held one?
What, Todd?
I mostly see, you know, with the advanced poses, images of women.
Okay, this is a guy.
Yeah.
That's I'm sure some guys can do it, too.
Yeah. I got the audio?
No. What? Y'all asked me a question at the same
time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, length of time without a 5-minute break every hour, right? Just how long can he hold the scorpion, right?
Probably. Correct.
How long?
He didn't do it an hour, so it's not one of those things.
Got it. Right. Okay.
The old record was 4 minutes and 47 seconds.
Yeah, that's got to hurt your backs.
Almost 5 minutes
even when
doing
you're in
that.
Shape like that.
Right, because your feet are ahead of your head. And you're merely balancing on your forearm.
Right.
The old record was just under 5 minutes. The new record is 29 minutes.
That's crazy.
Same dude.
And 4 seconds.
Yeah, I would do what they call a modified version of that and just probably get on my hands and knees.
Yeah, that's called a plank. Yeah,
right.
What's the pickle smoocher? Is that a pose?
I can't imagine that. I've been trying to go through P90X again, and one of the days is yoga, and there's a pose on there. I think, Todd, what would you say it was? The crow pose?
Crow pose?
Where
I saw it yesterday.
Before that, the guy's like, hey, it's like, make sure you have something on the floor so your head hits it if you fall down. So the first time, I'm like, well, I'm not trying this.
Right.
And then the second time, I'm like, yeah, let's give it a shot.
Right.
And then I went up and I did a somersault and fell over into the, you know, where the TV is and everything. I thought I was going to get up and the TV was going to be all busted. And luckily, everything stayed up and I hurt bad. And I was just like, let's turn this off for today. That's enough for today.
I'll have your kids video that next time.
The scorpion pose thing, it looks to me like you would want to be alone when you do this because you are in a very, very vulnerable position for one of your dumbass buddies to come up and nut tap you while you're bent in half backwards like that.
What Nick was talking about, you're basically, you got your knees on your elbows.
Right. I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you fell forward to your face.
Well,
right?
Then looking at it now, I wish I would have seen this because like your shins are kind of like parallel to the floor, right. And I thought that your feet should be up in the air, right. And that's propelled me over. Yeah. I thought it was more of a handstand, and it was not.
Was there a bunch of, had to be a bunch of noise? Anybody in the house when it happened?
My wife was upstairs, but I think she's used to unusual noises from the basement.
I think my personal best for your crow pose is about 8 seconds, but it's really easy to fall
it's
forward.
It's tough.
You ever fall forward into the girl in front of you in yoga class?
No, there's plenty of
get your
there.
Old man stinky ass and off me.
Todd!
Yeah.
No, I have never fallen on anyone in yoga class.
That's
yet.
Good. That's good. Yet. All right.
This guy's been practicing his endurance in the scorpion position for 5 years.
Yeah.
A yoga instructor. He's been doing yoga since he was 8.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing there. Yep. Try it during a break.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.